Shalom, mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, means family. And we're the mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to just do two simple things. Hear God's voice for yourself and be obedient. But there's so many voices out there. There's the voice of reason. There's the voice of logic. There's the voice of people prophesying to you. There's the voice of there's a need, so let's just fulfill that need. What about my sheep hear my voice? I don't want to settle for anything short of that. And in 2005, Dr. Gary Whetstone had an open vision in Israel, and he saw history, and he saw people marching throughout all of history and accomplishing their lifetime. And some built cities, some built major ministries, and he saw the fire burning them up. And I don't want to be like that, and he doesn't want to be like that. And in this open vision, Gary, you saw yourself, and what did God tell you?
Austin, the reel of that vision was I had just finished watching people that I knew being affected by other voices and them going forward, and I saw God revealing some were going to fall and everything they built on the earth destroyed. And I'm watching this with a terror of reality and seeing that which leaders are losing and the fire that will consume what they built. And then the next thing, I'm watching this with a gasp because I know these men. I watch my life. And I'm in this open vision. I'm standing looking at the eastern wall of the old city, but I am in a revelation of God completely encapsulating my life. I'm watching now my life when God spoke to me to stand for my marriage, and God restored my marriage after divorce. I watched God say when I gave up industrial engineering and went on an assembly process at a corporation, and God speaking to me, know me, hear me, do what I say. And that's all I gave myself to, and watched God speak to me. I began businesses out of that obedience, and they raised up to tremendous growth. And then God spoke to me to sell them, walk out. I watched God speaking to me and me obeying him and going on the mission field in Indonesia, a major Muslim country, and obeying what God spoke. And I'm watching God speak and speak and speak and speak and speak. And then I watched my life listening to other people for the purpose of success. Plans that were implemented, ways that were brought in, things that I adopted in ministry, activities that I brought into the church, into our World Mission Organization, into the Bible colleges that we opened up around the world, things we did. And I heard God say to me, it was like all of a sudden, I'm standing before the voice of God. And he says to me, if you do not hear my voice, I will take the candlestick out of its place, and I will blow out its light.
Now, what does that mean?
That means the church. That means everything that God has given to me to build and establish in his name on this earth. He has no problem removing everything that I've given my life to serve him to see, remove it from its place on the earth, and take out even that which I call the life of God because it wasn't him. And the fear of God shook me to the core of my being. I realized, yes, I do hear the voice of God. Yes, I have heard the voice of God. But I can't but hear continuously the voice of God today, while it is called today. And every day we live is today. I can't rest on I heard God 5 years ago. I can't rest on I heard God last Sunday. I must know I'm hearing God now. And if God is offering his life in me, if his life is not mine, but it's his life in me, the church is not mine, it's his church. The life of the church is not what I say, it's what he says, it's who he is. I mean, the whole of my life just was clear. And I mean, Sid, I was broken. I was so broken by this reality that every department I went through and shut down every department. I sold everything I was involved with that I had nothing to do with God's plan. I mean, we just went like a radical severance of everything I could identify.
Now, just out of curiosity, your wife is a co-pastor with you. Did she go along with all of this?
You know, Faye has found one thing to be true in God with me. And that is, if God has spoken it, there is nothing going to stop the God who's spoken it. And that's where we were. She had absolute harmony, total agreement, and complete commitment to everything God was speaking. Because she knows this life is not made up of what we accomplish. It's not made up of what I believed God for. It's made up of the nature of Christ in me and what he says to do through me. Nothing else matters.
All right. Without revealing names, you saw people that you recognized that had great ministries, and you saw some of them burning up with fire. Could I ask you, because you did this off the air, and I didn't ask you if you do it on the air, without revealing who, could you tell me someone that you actually saw in the vision and you went to? And you told them what you saw and how they reacted?
I went to this one major national ministry, and I would say without a question, everyone that's in your program knows this person. And I said to them, I said, this is what I've experienced in God, and I watched your life. And what God showed me is that you walk in the anointing and power of his grace to accomplish these specific things. But these areas, I want to ask you, did God say this to you? And his response to me was this: Gary, if I could do it all over again, I would never have my finances come in the way they come in. I said, wait a minute, you can change this. He said, it's too late in my life. The engine is too big that I have created, and the way that it is funded is just going to have to continue. Because I have trained people to give this way.
But what good is it if it's going to burn with fire? So what?
Notification. That was what I shared.
I mean, you just close. If God were to tell me today that what he's built through me was going to burn in fire, before the day was over, I'd start closing it down.
That was my concern. But the real is the anointing is so powerful in this man's life. The miracles, the demonstration of God is evident, but the financial means wherewith things are done is not offered by God.
But I'll tell you what, I'm not a prophet, but I'm going to prophesy. In my opinion, with what's going on in the world, the ones that are going to burn with fire are probably going to go under for financial reasons even before they burn with fire that aren't were called by God.
It's happening. The destruction, the manipulation, all the things that have occurred in Christendom to allure people with deceptive practices, with just error. Like, you give $100, you'll get $1,000 back. You give $1,000, there's a prophecy of God to bring deliverance in your life. The means of merchandising and the deception that is there and the heinous acts of the enemy that men and women are espousing as God and the leadership that is affecting people is a deceptive lie that is what's going forward and completely being consumed. It wasn't just their works consumed. It was everyone that was involved in the work was consumed. It's everything they did was consumed.
Okay, let me take you down to a Christian housewife that's listening to us today. Her children are a mess. Her marriage is a mess. How would this help her?
Sid, God is the answer. He said to the believing spouse, your unbelieving spouse is sanctified, otherwise your children would be unclean. One believer is sufficient for a supernatural visitation of God's power to deliver the whole house. That means the curse that is on the children where they've been given away to another for destruction. God has supernaturally empowered that one individual with the nature of Christ and the hearing ear of the voice of God, and they will do what God's doing, and they will deliver that house.
Okay, and what about the person that has just lost their job, and they don't know what they're going to do, and jobs are not easy to come by? How would hearing God's voice make a difference to them?
Sid, the people that are in derision and mental duress under the sense of loss, loss of a house, loss of a job, loss of their cars, repossession, all the things that have such a voice that tries to bring identity and significance and value and esteem and prestige and stability in life are nothing in God. God is capable to take a prophet when the brook dries up, when the food of the raven stops coming to feed him, and send him to a widow who is poorer than him and bring the miracle of provision. God's voice, if he followed the voice of man, he would have never found the provision of God. But because he followed the voice of God, he found all provision, and the barrel of meal didn't waste, and the cruse of oil did not fail. That's the voice of God to everyone today listening. That is hearing distress, destruction, loss, lack. God is speaking, I have the way out. He's speaking to you right now. Today, hear his voice is a course that will move you to hear clearly and take action. I know what God's doing. It's a setup, Sid.
I believe that. I believe that everyone that is listening to us right now, if they're a true believer, they're saying, I've got to hear God's voice. I have to find out. I mean, this is out of my control. And you are a blessed person when it's out of your control. That means you're ready to hear God's voice. So we're making this entire Bible school course. It's on 6 DVDs. It's 12 lessons. It's got a study guide available for a gift of $79. Call or write today. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.